All right, Walter Reed Middle School Jazz Band B. This is Maurice Limone from Gladstone High School, also from Azusa Pacific University and Citrus College. I teach a lot of different places. I also teach middle school through high school, through junior college, through university. So I've done it all, seen it all. I had the pleasure of judging your jazz festival not too long ago over there in the Walter Reed Auditorium, and that was super fun. So I look forward to hearing you guys. You guys are super fortunate to have such an awesome band director like Mr. Rosen, and I know you already knew that, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention that, and I'm really, really looking forward to hearing you guys play. So let's do some jazz. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be giving you guys some comments on your performance, some suggestions on things that I think might help, and I'm probably going to be reinforcing a lot of the things that Mr. Rosen has already told you. But if I give you some new ideas, you run with them, and if you have any questions, I'm always open to helping out, and Mr. Rosen knows that. So let's do this. I love cold duck time. I also like eating cold duck. Have you ever had duck? It's good stuff. I have no idea where Eddie Harris came up with that name. Like, really? So, cool. Good start. Good dynamics. Yeah, so there's a lot of notes in that first chord. So every chord that you have in there, I want you guys to listen to and stack vertically. Every time you play a chord, you got to tune it like you would a concert band chord and balance it like you would a concert band chord. Make sure we hear all the Fs, the As, the Cs, the E flats, and any extensions, especially extensions, because that's what makes jazz cool, or sevens and beyond. Yeah, so backgrounds, make sure you guys don't cover up the melody. Always be melodic awareness. So if the melody was a singer like Beyonce, you would never cover up Beyonce while she was singing, would you? So keep that in mind. So it's cool that you guys have the power to do so, but make sure that the saxophones have the melody. You're always, either the saxophones are going to have to play louder, or the brass and rhythm section are going to have to play way softer. Good, good dynamics. Now make sure that when you do soft dynamics, that you're not losing the intensity of articulation. So what I tell my kids is, the softer you play, the more intense you have to articulate, so that we keep our rhythmic clarity and we keep our intensity. Good solo so far. I'm digging this. Yeah, nailing those changes, buddy. Good for you. Fantastic. Yeah, way to play a little break. Cool, good for you. Amir, good job. Eddie, doing so far, so good. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Watch your thirds on that. Yeah. You nailed that chord, but just be careful when you get to that. Make sure all the notes that you play, that you emphasize, are in the chord. Baruta fat. Could you make those last notes a little bit longer, juicier? Badut. Because right now they're baduta dit, and I would like baduta fat. It just makes it a little bit cooler. Ta. Yeah, smack those accents. Oh, none of that. Ba-do-da fat. Ba-do-da. Fat, 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 fat. Yeah, think fat. P-H-A-T. Here, come hit those accents. Bigger accent. Ta. Especially that lower one. It's going to take more air to get those accents to come out. Yeah, make sure, bass player, as we get up the neck, that we're not losing your clarity, because I can't really hear you the higher you go. So maybe turn up the high mids on the amp and you know, one of the pickups. You got five knobs on that bass, and each of them do something, so make sure that the one that gives you the best clarity up in that range is up for this tune. Thank you very much. That was cool. good solos. Yeah, yeah, that was really cool that our piano and alto made the changes for the most part. Yes, you're bad. Don't worry, I get kids' names wrong all the time. It's part of the job. You're not a band director unless you're forgetting stuff. Always waiting on the bass player. You can tell your band director is a bass player. Should have somebody tell jokes during this dead timer, you know. Oh, he's just showing off now. A little boxy, but it'll probably cut with the band. Cool. It's amazing sometimes, you know, getting that more highs will provide more attack, and then when the band starts kicking, it's just clearer in general. It's weird how that works. Yeah, don't get so tight up in that register, altos. The higher you go, you gotta loosen up a little bit. Yeah, I'd be curious to see if you guys, what kind of mouthpieces and reeds you guys are using, and how your embouchure setup is, saxophones, because the higher you play, yeah, it sounds shrill and tight. So you gotta think, instead of E with a hard lip, you gotta think O or OO with a looser, softer lip so that the reed can vibrate. Because if you're crushing the reed, then it's not going to vibrate as well. Yeah, make sure you guys are getting those pitches nice and clean, trumpets, when we have unison pitch. Oh, very cool. Good time, good feel, good style. Yeah, for the most part, saxophones have pretty good pitch in the middle register. And right here, trumpets, not so much. So what I would invite you guys to do to help fix these pitch problems, trumpets, is you gotta go home and do your long tones. You ever heard that before? I'm sure you have. So not just do your long tones, like just to build the strength, but while you're doing your long tones, turn your tuners on and start with your eyes. See if you can keep the needle standing still as you play your long tones, because if the needle's wiggling while you play a note, then it probably means you're not supporting enough. Once you get to that point, turn the broadcast on, so play the pitch that you want to tune, and start using your ears to fix the pitch instead of your eyes, because that's how we tune in an ensemble, is using our ears, because we don't have tuners on our stands, nor should we. Yeah, Eddie. That's fun. So going back to the long tones thing, you know, it really helps to know what, and then do those pitches at all dynamics, because you guys are really good at doing dynamics. So watch what happens to your pitch on a tuner as you go from a soft to a loud. That way you know how to compensate for it in the ensemble. And that goes for everybody, not just trumpets, saxophones and trombones alike. You got to make sure that we're tuning both with the tuner and our eyes to begin with, to understand our instrument's tendencies as we go from softs to louds and louds to softs, because it does change, and being able to know the tendency beforehand so that you can compensate before you play out of tune. This is how professionals do it. Yeah, I appreciate the use of mallets on the cymbals back there to create a nice washy sound. Good for you for knowing that that was an idea to do. Really cool.
And our soloists are going to be Eddie Kong again on the alto. And then we will have Sean Houlihan on the trombone.
Houlihan!
On the trumpet.
All right, man. So far, so good. I'm curious to see if Mr. PC, you guys going to play it in C minor? Or did Mr. White decide to change the key to a different key? Yeah, so this is an interesting blues because the first 8 bars are, what you would expect from a blues. But then he decides to go to that minor 6 to the 5. Yeah, make sure you guys don't take off with the time, but keep it in time. So are we in A minor? That's interesting. I could be wrong. I don't think we're in C minor. Maybe we're in E minor. Four, one, A flat, ba, ba. Make sure you're catching those changes. So that's what I'm talking about. So here's what I do anytime I get a new chart, Mr. Rosen, is get the changes to everybody and teach the form first. So I'm going to talk about this at the end. I hope I don't forget because I want to give you my secret to letting everybody know how to play the form. Yeah, Saxes, answer back. Call and response. Give him some. You gotta be playing Kamikazissimo, kidney busting loud to cut through that brass. Yeah, guys. Okay, so what I was saying before, here's what I do to teach the form. For every tune that I hand out, it would like Cold Duck Time, Harlem Nocturne, and Mr. PC, I would print the chord changes out for that tune using iReal because it's easy because most of them are already there. I print them out in every key for each instrument, B flat, E flat, and concert pitch, and then hand them out to the entire band, and then use those as warm-ups. So what we do is teach everybody the form first because one, it's going to change the way you play because you'll never get lost. And then two, use like long tones around the form. So let's say you're playing Mr. PC and then you start off with playing everybody play the root, which is the letter that's written on the page. So you're going to play C, C, C if you're in the key of C, C, F to the four chord, F, C, C, A flat, G, C, C, and then you do the thirds. You play. Everybody plays the thirds around the second time as a long tone, or you can go as slow or as fast as you want. So then you're going E, 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 flat, you know, and then around the whole form, and then do the fifths, G, G, and then the sevenths, B flat. All the different chord tones, and then once everybody's got a familiarity of it, then you go around and do the arpeggios of the every form. 1 3 5 7 1 3 5 7 1 3 5 7 1 3 5 7 1 3 5 7 1 3 5 7 around every single chord in the tune, so that you understand when the chord changes, and then what notes are the vertical harmonies that you want to hit in your horizontal melodies. And that when everybody in the band has a firm understanding of that, one, it allows everybody in the band to have the confidence to play the changes through a solo, and then it develops the understanding of where we are in the form all the time, so you never get lost. And then we start to really play jazz, and then we start to really understand what's happening in the music as it goes by. So that would be my suggestion to you, is to teach everybody the form first, to know what those golden notes are in every chord, so that when we're soloing, we land on one of them. And Mr. Rosen, you know where to find me, so if you have any questions about that, we can talk shop. All right. It was great hearing you guys. I look forward to hearing your A band later on. And have a great rest of your day, whatever day it is that you're hearing this. I hope you all get a chance to hear it. All right, bye.